History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
News Talk 830 WCCO Sports with Mike Max.
And Maxie is back in the house, and the mojo for the Wild is back, too. It was nice to see them get back to their winning ways yesterday, Maxie. I was at the game, and Hammer was at the game, too, and they beat the Rangers 5-2, and it just was...
You guys must be tired.
You know what, though? We're hockey fans. We're just happy that our team is winning again, and it was just great to see, and great to see Talbot have a good game, too.
You were worried, though, when the Rangers got their shorty to tie the 2-2, weren't you?
Yes, we were. We were, but they came...
You just go, God, shorthanded, they score a goal. Oh, no, what's next? You know? And then, fortunately, Fiala scored a minute later, and it was over.
Exactly, because we were still on the power play. Because the power play has struggled. It's been struggling. And that's one of the reasons they've been losing. So this is it's just nice to see that. And as Dean Evason said, it's not going to win every game after this, but at least this gets us going now.
Oh, yeah, sometimes just a win. You know, just get a win. Don't worry about anything else. Take a deep breath. Here we go. You know, and they're healthy, too. You know, Jordan Greenway came back as the missing part, of course, last night, as you know. And I mean, this is a healthy team going forward. A lot of teams this time of year, they're worried about who's in, who's out. We haven't heard a lot of, I shouldn't even say it, knock on wood, you know, COVID issues for teams in general in the NHL over the last month. So that's a good sign, you know. And, they whatever it is they need to do, they can do within. And so step one, and then move out of the way, and the X becomes a hockey palace for the next few days for high school. Then they come back on Sunday, and Mikko Koivu gets his jersey retired. The X is pretty good right now.
A lot going on there for sure. Hey, Timberwolves host Oklahoma City tonight. After that game Monday, that was just fun to see the atmosphere at Target Center. It was loose. There were players doing the wave with the crowd. I'm wondering what the atmosphere, what is it going to be like tonight, you think?
Well, you know, we had 61-34 at the half the other night to Portland, so that's big. But yeah, Oklahoma City's not any good. They're a young team that's basically given in on the season, and you know they're a team that looks like what we've seen versions of the Wolves over the last several years, where they're just trying to figure out, you know, who do we want to keep on this roster next year, who do we want to move. So the Wolves should do a number on them, especially if Edwards is able to come back and you're again at full strength. So Oklahoma City's got they got some athletes, but they're not. Yeah, they're not in the Wolves category right now. So I think the Wolves will win again and keep this mojo going.
Everybody needs to keep in mind it is Wolves Wednesday. So when you hear the howl, be the eighth caller, and we'll give away four tickets, some of the hottest tickets in town right now. It's so much fun at Target Center.
Yeah.
Four tickets for an upcoming game. So listen for the howl and be the eighth caller. Tonight, Gopher men play Penn State in the Big Ten tournament. What are you thinking? Do we have a shot?
Yeah, they could win tonight, Vanita. They're not going to go far in this tournament, but Penn State's a team that they split with during the year. They had that year, that game where they played them with a delay it, and it was the Gophers were short on players, and you go, oh, no, and they came out and played really, really well and beat Penn State. I think they were down Jamison Battle and a couple others that game. Then they went to Penn State and played that afternoon game on a makeup later, and it was just a clunker, and they got beat. So Penn State is not really the issue. It's more kind of a state of the state right now. You know, can you play well? What do you got going into the future? And as soon as this weekend gets over, you know, who's going to start answering the transfer portal from all over the country that you want to look at if you're the Gophers? Because as soon as teams get eliminated, they'll start doing that. So the Gophers are kind of like they got one foot in the, hey, we got to do whatever we can to win today, and then one foot in the be ready to react because all these mid-major seasons are coming to an end right now.
We've talked about this before, that transfer portal. It's amazing. I mean, it's just free agency gone crazy in college, you know?
It is.
What kind of impact?
And lots of former Gophers. Well, I'll anticipate clearly what kind of impact they'll have. On the Gophers have a chance to have a great impact with it if they can get the right guys, because the Big Ten is such a feature piece. I mean, you can come up here and play in front of big crowds and big arenas. So if you can find the right guys that want to come here, you can do well with it. And the Gophers are going to have to find, I think, at least two junior, seniors types in college that are big and strong and mature after this year. They're going to have to come from the transfer portal because the kids they got coming in, Farrell from Park Cottage Grove, Carrington from Park Center, good players, but probably not ready to make an impact next year. So they're going to really have to be good at this and diligent at this, but they're going to get some opportunities because there's so many kids that enter that would love to play in the Big Ten. The Gophers will get some opportunities to get some good players.
And I'm guessing there's so much great buzz about Ben Johnson, too, out there.
And he needs to, this is where you win. I mean, there's two seasons. There's recruiting season, and then there's the real season. And this is where he'll find out. A lot of times you don't know until the end of the season. Hey, what's this kid's reputation? Well, you'll find out once you start talking to players that might want to come here versus another school. You'll find out real quick. But, given the fact that they had success with Jameson Battle and Peyton Willis and some of these kids, Luke Lloyd, that gives them a real foot in to say, look, we know what we're doing here. You guys come here. We know how to handle transfers and get you into the lineup right away and get you up to speed. So that's probably the best thing that came out of this past year.
Love that. Hey, we got a text from someone, and I'm just going to read it to you. It says, hey, Vanita, I just wanted to share my excitement. Mike Max is going to be at my school today, and as exciting as this is, I'm just excited to be able to wear my favorite team's jersey, which is the Wild, and this person's going to wear jeans on a Wednesday. That's super exciting when you work at a school. Where are you going?
I'm going out to do a little story. I can't say too much. We shoot these stories at LMB, but we're going out to shoot a story in Western Minnesota for next week sometime.
Awesome. Well, you've got them very excited, and they get to wear jeans, I guess, in their favorite jerseys.
So. I could, then I can too.
Awesome. All right. We'll look for more for that later when you have that story. And also coming up at 8:40, we're going to talk about how football news made big headlines. It was like big dominating story. And we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers' contract and poor Hammer. Poor Hammer's got the Russell Wilson jersey on right now.
Welcome to our world of revolving quarterbacks, Hammer. See how that tastes.
He's hanging in there right now. He's in a state of mourning. Thanks, Maxie.
Yeah, thanks, Vanita.
We'll check back with you. We'll be back with traffic and weather.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.